From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Welcome to the post-game roundtable. We beat the Bears. New York Giants football is the topic today, as you know. Welcome to the post-game, man. Oh, I don't know what to think about this team sometimes, man. They're like a petulant child that just doesn't listen to your instructions. I don't get it. But at the end, listen. Again, this is Chris calling in, hosting the show, exhausted. I don't know what we're talking about anymore with this team. They give you a cardiac every goddamn time. We're 7-3, however, though. That was a W in the column. Hope you guys can hear me. Can you guys hear me out there? Because it's not my fault, man. You guys all set? You okay?
Oh, We hear you now. Yeah, you know.
Big O, how you doing, Big O? Thank you very much, bro. Everybody, I see everybody calling in. That's good. Hey, I don't know what to think anymore, man. Hey, Giants win, man. Again, like I said. Look here, man. This is I don't know what to think. They did it again. We talked about this close game nonsense that we need to stop. But they're so kind. They let you have they're like the whole organization is like this. They let you go ahead and have your way. Sure, come on in. You know, we know you're a convicted felon or whatever. They sit you down at the table. They feed you. Then they decide, oh, you know what? We're in the middle of the dinner. We're going to take it away because you're convicted. Something like that. That's how this is the Giants. We live and die with this shit. We do this all the goddamn time. And we did it today.
Right.
You know? And we did it with stupid shit, too. Like, you know.
Yep.
I would give Robbie Gould a pass if he was kicking for the last 11 years in Tampa Bay. Okay? But you know goddamn well if you come for you've been kicking for 11 years in the Windy City. Because let me tell you, whatever happened up there in East Rutherford today is nothing compared to Chicago, dog.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. That is like a fan today compared to, you know, one of those portable fans from West Clark. Ooh, did I say that? Plugged into the wall compared to what happens in Chicago. So you got stuff like that, and you know, I don't know, but we did win. So you're kind of like, Big O, give it to me, man. What's going on,
man? Didn't I say they was gonna jump out on us too? Didn't I say this team was just gonna come out there and punch us in the mouth right quick and bring us back to reality? And then our defense is going to come in there and handle business, man. Dude, I told you it's going to take it like to the end of the second quarter. Third quarter to get it going, to get something going in the third quarter. This offense, I'm not going to lie, man. If this offense can match the same tenacity of the defense, we'll be a Super Bowl team, man. This offense is a joke sometimes, dude. Like, I mean, my blood pressure is really up the roof, and I won a game today. I cannot believe that, man. I mean, I told you, too, it was going to be dumb mistakes, all kinds of rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, all kinds of bullshit. Yo, it is what it is, man. This is our team. And I'm not thinking far ahead. I don't want to think far ahead, but, dude, you cannot advance in the playoffs nowhere. In the playoffs with this type of offense, you just can't. When a team comes in, you're not doing nothing on us. You're not doing nothing. And then you got a defense that's doing the same thing, that's saying you're not doing nothing on us. Eventually, that other team is going to score on that defense. Eventually.
You're right.
It's going to happen. And we're not going to be able to do nothing about it. Oh, man, dude, I can't believe it, man. I said, really? The Chicago Bears got me at the edge of my seat right now? And I knew Cutler was going to throw that pick. I swear, I just knew it was coming. I just didn't know Landon was going to get his fifth one. Yo, The dude is player defense of the year, man. Defensive player of the year, man. I'm sorry. I'm not being biased because he's on my team. The man is just, I don't know if Sean Taylor's spirit don't arise in this dude, man.
Oh,
I mean, all he's missing is just a little bit more hits, and it's a wrap. This dude is a beast. But I kind of knew that interception was coming. Thank God it came at right there at that time because I was like, if we lose to this team, I'm going to be highly pissed at this offense, man. And I wouldn't be mad if the defense came out in the media and just called the offense out. Like, fuck it, man. We do everything, and the offense just puts us in situations that we got to see our way out, man. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But, hey, it's a win. I'm happy we won. Again, don't think I'm upset. I'm happy that we won, but I'm looking at this team as a coach here, man. In the future, this is not going to work. Somewhere down the line, it's going to blow up in our face. It got to. I'm just watching the Dallas game today while the boys had their backs against the wall and how they came out of it because they are well coached. I saw it. I knew it was going to happen. I'm like, they got offense. We got an offense. It's on paper. It looks good on paper, but, man, when you put that shit out there, man, what? Oh, my goodness, man. I cannot believe it. Jeez. But, hey, it is what it is, man. I'm just sick of this offense keep putting our defense in situations that I know they can get out of. Man, we got a great defense. I don't want to hear shit about the defense anymore, man. It's not the defense. We don't even need to talk about defense no more in this damn thing. It is not the defense. The D-line, Olivier Hand is getting healed up. His hands is healed. Man, you already see that. Now Jet can see totally with the hand. So now, and me too, because I was riding it. I was hard on him too. Now I can see, man, we well paid. That money is well. He's earning that money. JPP needs to be signed the first thing when that season strikes zero, man. That's the first thing need to get done. Because he showed the loyalty. He said, look, man, y'all showed me love. I'm going to show y'all love. Let's show him some love and get this man back on the team. Other than that, man, that defense, I don't have nothing else to say. Yeah, the linebackers had their little issues. But, hey, there's no defense in the league that's perfect all the way around. You're going to have your ups and downs. But this defense does its job all year, and this offense still hasn't got that damn diesel engine to run all the way through. Damn. And that's an old diesel engine. And our offense play like an old diesel engine too. You know that diesel engine that once it gets going, it's a beast. It has all the original parts, the good name parts, and the ones that last the longest. But you got to get it going. It won't crank up all the time. It won't crank up. It won't go. It won't run as you get it cranked. But once you can get it going, it's on and popping. But the Giants' offense is just they wait till the end of the game, and sometimes it never gets going. It's the deal. It's a to-be-continue on the offense, man. When are they going to get going? When are they going to blow a team up? We're going to struggle with damn Cleveland. Unbelievable. We're going to struggle with Cleveland. This is crazy.
Hey, let's talk about on Saturday. Don't go there yet.
You're right.
4-1-7-1. This is the post game roundtable. We won, but we don't feel happy. That's what's going on. This is Christopher calling you, talking to you rather. Baby Love Blue is next. And she's not an A. Big O, you thought you poured it on? Hold up.
Elaine
coming from Florida with the boom.
Woo!
He ain't happy either.
Let him have it, E. Let him have it, E.
Hey, I was conversing with a host the whole game. She let me have it. She's about to give it to y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is. Her 3 minutes is on point right about now. Go ahead,
yes.
Hey, Chris, first I want to say thank you for being my voice yesterday. I'm still a little hoarse, but I've been typing crazy. And Big O, I love you to death. You're like the only
I love you to death too, Elaine. Hey, I'm glad you feel a little better.
My throat's killing. But I've been messaging Chris all game because I was pissed off. We continue to make these stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Harris,
ouch.
If you see lanes in front of you, then go. Why are you taking the goddamn ball out of the end zone when you know you're not going to make the perfect cut? Just kneel down. Let us start at 5. Come on, man. You know, And then he fumbles. If it wasn't
for
him, I mean, oh, man, let me tell you. And Apple, I love our defense to death, but Apple was a waste. I do not like him at all.
Oh, I'll go on about that later. Yes. Thank you,
but, and Eli needs to learn how to throw the ball away. I mean, we got so lucky because that would have been a pick six. After 13 years, he needs to throw the ball away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw it in the middle of traffic. Throw that down. I'd rather you even take an intentional grounding penalty than throw an interception, dude. Come on.
Right.
But Collins, he's definitely going to get defensive player this year. I love him to pieces. He is definitely worth the money. Vernon with his sacks today, JPP with his sacks, and if he didn't get a sack, he put his big paws up to block the ball. Our defense is killing. I love it. Why on earth, I mean, Lewis, Eli and Shepard were out of sync today until they finally got caught up together, but the offense still needs a little help. I mean, we've got Cruz, we've got Shepard when he's in sync, we've got Beckham. I want to see King in there. I really, really, really do. I want to see what Forrest King can do. I think we need to take Luke out for a little while and put King in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, special teams also screwed the pooch today for me. They were not on point. I mean, but a win is a win. I'm happy. I was actually feeling bad because Mark Collins was actually at the Chiefs game and they lost to Tampa. So I'm feeling his pain. Matt, I'm very happy we won. I was really, really hoping that Baltimore can pull it out of their butts and beat Dallas because I am so sick to death of listening to them damn fans. They're the best, they're the best. I had this argument with one Dallas fan at work. I was yelling at them saying, look, the only people you've beat with a winning record is our own damn division, so shut up. But a win is a win, my darlings. We won. Let's just take it at that, and then we need to prepare for Cleveland next week.
That's right. Everyone?
That's
the tree was over there. See, Jai, he is just a pilot runner.
Baby love blue, everyone. All right. Listen, moving on. We're going to do this is the chance. Listen to me. I'm going to do something a little different on this post game. I want everybody to get their 3-minute rant in. And the next one up is the great champ of Sim. He's got a rant for about 3 minutes. You got to let it go, sir. Let it go.
Nah, man. You don't get no rant from me today, man, because I expected what I saw. Listen, man, I've been a Giants fan too many years to know. This team plays up to the level of competition. They play down to the level of competition. I just knew they was going to find a way to keep these guys in the game. It's just a matter that, you know, you had to wonder if the defense will come through, which they did. So, you know, it's the offense, man. I got to agree with the offense. They got to figure out a way to do something because what's going on is not making any sense, man. It's just they have drives like the second half where they start the third quarter where they look like, damn, you know, they're unstoppable. They can run jokers out of the building. Then they just have head-scratching series after series after series after a while. So it's like they too Jekyll and Hyde, man. I don't know what's going on. But like O said, man, the defense, we can't utter another word about them. They've done what they're supposed to do. They are not the weak link on this team no more. And if Collins don't win defensive player of the year, man, if he keep playing like this.
Really?
I swear, there needs to be an investigation onto who's on the panel that picks for these awards because the dude got 5 picks in the last 4 games. He's leading the team in tackles. He's second in sacks. Like, I mean, he's doing it all, man. So if he don't win defensive player of the year, there definitely needs to be an investigation. But everything, the defense was good, was great. The only little hiccup I have with them is early in the game, we had trouble stopping their tight end, Miller, man. We had trouble stopping him. I don't know if it's a different look or what, but they caught us with our pants down a couple of times with Kennard in coverage, and they exploited that. But other than the little hiccups to the tight end, man, the defense played stout all game long. You know,
They shut the run down completely in the second half. You know, it's just a matter of the offense getting better. The offense is really what's holding this team back from becoming a dynamic team to really just say, man, we got a legit shot. If the offense can ever get it together, we'll be all right.
That's it, sir?
That's it,
man.
Short and sweet.
That's the champ, bruh. I love that calm, measured perspective you just gave. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate that. That's why me and you are boys. And when I see you, you know, you will taste this friggin' this imported honey Hennessy that I got. Oh, well, never mind. We'll talk about that later. We talk about that off.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
I forgot about that particular thing. Anyway, y'all, I got five sisters. This is the one that calls in the Bleed Blue Show all the time, and I'm gonna let her go ahead and do her thing. 3 minutes, Doris. How are you?
Okay, well, I'm not gonna need 3 minutes because I got a headache. They gave me a headache, even though I know that's how it's hitting, but they still give me a headache. You know, I took my medication. I'm glad they won, and I'm just waiting for next week because I don't have the energy to rant. I don't have the energy. I got a headache.
I got you, babe. But we do got, like you said, we do got that W. It's looking interesting. You know, when you look at these power polls, or if they mean anything, whatever, these power rankings, whatever, the Giants are in the top seven. And they're going to, when they come out tomorrow, they'll still be in the top seven.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because it's like you know, it's like a child, you know. You know your son better than anybody else, and you're always amazed when you go to teacher's conference and the teacher says, oh, he's a wonderful kid, he's attentive, he's fantastic. And in your mind, you're thinking, damn, but he don't clean up his room, but he don't flush his toilet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. You know what I mean? It's a strange way to look at it.
I know.
But okay, love, stand by. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, stand by. 929-477-4171. Yes, this is the post-game roundtable. Giants have won. They beat the Bears. We're happy as a pig and shit. Yes, we are. Robbie's on the line. I know he's got some fire to bring. So, Rob, shoot your magic, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, I know there's a lot of things to be negative about, but, hey, we're freaking 7-3, dude. We're 7-3, and it feels good. You know, we'd be coming on this show earlier in the year, coming in all depressed and all negative and things like that. But, man, we've won 5 weeks in a row. 5 weeks in a row with the win, man. Landon Collins, that dude's the heartbeat of our entire team, man. He's the heartbeat of the city right now. I mean, that guy, oh, my God. That guy just does his thing, bro. If you looked at him after the game, dude had red, white, and blue dreads. Like, that dude just loves playing for the Giants. He loves everything about it. And we love him, man. That dude's our heartbeat. And it's like every game. You can rely on that guy to come down with a pick. You can rely on that guy to lead your team in tackles. You can rely on him to get there when he's sent in on a blitz. And, man, that's valuable. You got to put a C on that man's chest next year. And that dude better be in the Pro Bowl. He better be the Defensive Player of the Year.
Yes.
And he better be re-signed when that time comes.
Yes.
I'm not in any way, shape, or form. I'm usually the negative one. But, hey, I'm not at all negative right now because when you look at it, man, things that go wrong, we expect to go wrong. So you can't be mad with things you already expected. I expect Eli to choke him. I expect Eli to be slow. But today he looked real good, man. He looked like the playoff Eli. He stepped up in the pocket really well. He ran a little bit, which is not something we see very often. And overall, he spread the ball. He spread the ball really well. And overall, man, Jennings looked a lot better. And even with Newhouse in at left guard, you know, even though he went down, everybody knew their assignment. Everyone played great. It feels good, man. It feels good to have 5 wins in a row and have that confidence behind us. And like I said before this game started in last week, no game in the NFL is a given win. We should have expected this, and we should have expected Cutler to look like Tom Brady playing against us because that's just the thing. You got to expect that. You know, next week, Kessler, go ahead and throw four touchdowns again. You just don't know. You got to go into every game humble. I don't care if you're 15-0. I don't care if you're 0-10. You got to go into that game with confidence. You got to go into that game knowing the team. It's a new week. It don't matter who it is, man. So, you know, the Browns next week, it looks good, man. We're 7-3. It's nice. It feels good. But there's a lot of things that we have to keep in mind of. There's a lot of things we need to stay humble about. But overall, man, wow. it feels good, man. It feels great. And but there's a lot of priorities, you know, going into the off season and going into the playoffs and stuff as far as re-signs and stuff like that. But hopefully we can stay focused, man. My criticism of McAdoo, I've been wrong. I thought that dude was going to be terrible. I mean, his play calling isn't that great, but he's a rookie head coach with a 7-3 team with a quarterback that's on his way out, man. That's pretty impressive. And the dude has balls. The dude goes for it on fourth down. He doesn't just go for it.
Okay.
He picks the right play and they get it. So, hey, man, it feels good, man. No need to be negative today, guys. We won. We're 7-3. Let's have a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Robbie, everybody. Rob brings fire. This was a quiet Rob today. I was getting ready to get on the desk right here, man, and say, okay, go ahead, do it. But no, you know, hey. He is who he is. He does it well. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. I'm going to go to the caller from 352, then G6, who's going to bring crazy fire. I know that. 352, who am I speaking to? Who's calling in here? 352. 352-5883. I ain't speaking to nobody. That's what I ain't doing. G6. G6, where is he? Where is he? I know he's here. Hold on. Let me put up let me get my bat. Okay. Let me go ahead and let me put this in front of the phone here. Okay, because I don't, you know, this is fire retardant. So hold on.
Wait, hey.
Okay. There
Chris.
You go. Now, G6.
Look, Robbie is on point. I got to add him to my. We got to add him to the bromance crew, man. With men and Sim, we got to add him to that, man. Yeah, we got to, man. We got to.
It's like yeah, Dr. Dre, but nothing more. I might be gay, and when I'm feeling down, you know just what to say. My home.
Okay. Yeah. Look, man. Hey.
Be
on point. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Big O, I love you. You're my brother from another mother. The defense put us in this damn hole in the first place. The defense put us in the hole in the first place. Y'all gotta stop saying this defense is together, man. Y'all gotta stop saying that. This defense got weaknesses that stronger teams are gonna take advantage of. If Zach Miller don't lead his game hurt, we don't know what this score is going to end up being. Him leaving the game is too many injuries for a team to overcome. But when that first half, the defense is the reason we got down in the first place. Zach Miller was tearing their ass up. Am I right or wrong, Chris?
No, you're right.
I mean, come on.
Y'all called it.
Man, dude. The defense is okay. They okay. I'm not on this defense train right now. They got us down early. I mean early. They gave up an early score. Eli went down and scored. Can't ask for more than that from the offense. They got us down with a field goal. Then they let them score again. Like, bro, that's the defense. Now,
no.
I will say this.
No.
We brought it back. They played a strong second half. Eli is the one that got us in the lead. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. You're right.
We got y'all gonna start. I'm like T.O. back in the day. Y'all gonna start talking about my quarterback, man. Y'all gonna start talking about my quarterback, man. you can picture the meme in your head. I got my shades on right now and I'm crying. Y'all gonna start talking about my quarterback, man. Eli, my quarterback, man. Eli, my quarterback, man. Look, Chris, everybody,
yes,
Big O, I'm telling y'all, when you get back to Dak Prescott and some of these other quarterbacks, they're going to thrash that ass because it's pure weaknesses on this defense, man. You can't – now, Olivier Vernon, he stepped up. The arm is – the hand good to go. Him and JPP playing ball. Snacks – the front line ain't the problem. We already know that. It's them linebackers, man. It's the linebackers, man. I mean, I ain't being negative. I'm like Robbie. We don't want five in a row. But I just got to state the obvious. Them linebackers going to be the death of us, man. They're going to be the death of us if it doesn't get figured out. And we in week what? Whatever. It ain't going to get figured out. So you just got to hope and pray that the rest of the defense around them can cover up the weakness. But Chicago went right after that weakness in the first quarter. All first quarter, they went right after that weakness, and they exposed the hell out of us on that front. But, hey, we won. We pulled it out. I don't like to see nobody get hurt, but thank God Zach Miller got hurt. That changed their whole game plan. I don't think he was a serious injury with him, so, hey, he went out. That changed the whole game plan. We was able to pull the thing together and get the win. Hey, man, I'm just saying, I ain't on that defense train at all. I ain't. I can't do it. Love you, big old. You know you're my man. I can't do it.
G6, you
want to
laugh? G6, you want to laugh? When Chris and I were messaging and the defense screwed up, we both said at the same time, I can hear G6 screaming.
Dude, Eli Apple's going to be – he's going to be a liability. I'm telling y'all moving forward now, man. We know DRC can play.
He's going to be. He's a liability guy. He gave up 3 first downs.
Man, you know? Dude, he almost blew that game. He pretty much almost blew that game.
Yes,
single-handedly.
Yes,
they went right after him. I'm telling y'all, man, it's too many weak spots on that back end that worries me. That's why I ain't, man. Eli did his thing, man. The offense ain't high power like everybody wanted to be right yet. But man, you gotta realize too, man, that O line is bang the hell up. Big O, I promise you, I'm gonna come to Atlanta and buy you a steak. Well, I don't think you eat meat no more. But I'm gonna take you out, man. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. The O line gonna get right and healthy right before them playoffs. I keep telling y'all this feel like 07.
That
O-line going to get right before the playoffs, and we're going to go in the playoffs strong as hell. Watch what I say.
Hey,
it's hurt right now.
I sure hope so.
Let's do it.
Big all right. I forgot you don't eat meat no more, man. Don't get on me, man. I forgot you don't eat meat no more, man.
Leave G6. Hey, Jet,
check this out, brother. I feel you with that linebacking situation, but Jet, man, the defense doing their job. We 7-3.
Wait a minute. Let's hold this. You too, G6. Let's hold this. I got a lot of callers, man. 561 is calling in, and I don't know who this is. 561, what's happening?
You better believe who it is. It's Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
Phone number from?
What you work for AT&T or somebody, man? I don't know what you're doing. You got dial number. I gotta write this one down. They need to get me a number so I can call Ben Mack and tell him what's up with that office. Y'all can scream all that all y'all want to, but that defense is gonna build them out again. Whatever y'all talking about. I don't know what y'all looking at, but I'm just looking at that the defense don't did it again. Bill Eli them out. I'm going to be real with you. It all came down to who was going to make that first mistake out of your quarterback. And we knew it was out of Jay Cutler and Eli. Eli almost caused that game to go down. Y'all would have been talking a whole nother ball game. Eli would let that interception go down. I ain't even with all that, man. Listen, we all know our defense is like number one. The only change, like y'all said, is the linebacker. They better figure out some way to get this boy B.J. Goodson in. If y'all finna play these linebackers, I ain't gonna lie to you. Then when I finna get down and say, guys, I know we want to run the ball, but I just don't see it happening. Them Giants can't Eli too much of money to say we're going to run the ball like this. How y'all think it is? I just think whatever it is, it's all on Eli. That's all I see. It's for Eli to put up points. I'm feeling like this here. They said Eli is either a bust or Super Bowl with you, bro. Cause ain't gonna, hey, I'm trying to tell y'all what I see. They put too much money on that defense and gave Eli all his weapons and saying, bro, you got to get us to the Super Bowl. It's all on Eli. That's why I see them pass. That's why they throwing the ball every down, not running the ball when we should. I'm gonna let you, we should know when we get into November what type of offense this is. Cause in November we're supposed to be running the ball. If I don't see no run game, it's all on Eli, man. I'm just being real with y'all. It's all on Eli. Why the offense ain't putting up enough points? It's just all on Eli. That's all I see. That's all I see. It's all on Eli. The defense is wonderful. I told y'all, y'all can't put nothing on the defense. Defense been playing good all the way up to this point. Built Eli out again. But, hey, listen.
I know it. You ain't gonna get no argument out of me. I can say what y'all want to say, but
I'm just saying, it's all on Eli this season. We're gonna see what it really, we're gonna see what that money really been put at. It's all on Eli. That's all I got to tell you.
Well, you do have a point, man, because he is the quote unquote veteran here. He is the unofficial. He is the leader.
That's all I've been telling you.
Know?
That's all I've been telling. When you look at it, it's like baseball. You put your ace out there. He supposed to. I looked at all these games we won. All
right.
The quarterbacks that we won, he supposed to have one of these games. And he better continue to win the rest of them. And you know what? And I want the Dallas Cowboys to keep winning so they can keep putting the pressure on the Giants so the Giants can keep winning. Because I'm saying, Giants get any slack or feel like they're comfortable, that's when we might see that old Giants. But if the Dallas Cowboys keep winning, I think it's good for us. It's very good for the Giants to see Dallas Cowboys keep winning. It put the pressure on us. And that's my thing.
Okay.
The Giants at their best. The Giants at their best when it's pressure.
All right. Billy Bob, thank you very much, bro. That's Billy Bob. And, you know, that's like I said, it's fire. You know, I thought G6 was going to bring fire. He was cool. Robbie was going to bring fire. He was calm. Elaine was going to bring fire. She was calm. I don't know what y'all doing anymore, man. Y'all kind of disappointing me, so I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I got a call from the 678. I don't know who this is, but I recognize this number. Who this?
You talking about 678-353, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yes, sir. What's going on, people? This is DB Nation. And just calling in to say that, you know, I'm with all you guys. Like, I'm happy that, you know, we won 5 straight. That's great. But at the same time, with that Tom Coughlin stern look on the face, it's like you still have to make improvements. You know, you're always happy with the win because you go out to play. You go out to win. You don't go out there expecting to lose. Now, you know, offense,
right.
Yeah, they definitely should have, you know, and it's all about consistency, basically. You know, Eli, the rest of the O-line, they got to be more consistent. Like my man said, it's really not a running game. And that's really what Giants football, basic old-school Giants football historically is about, having a smash-mouth running game and having a hard-nosed defense. And that's really how we won our championship. So not having a running game really does hurt, especially being this late in the season because of the fact that teams, like you said, they're just looking at Eli. Eli, you got to pass us to victory. Like, defense, they're like, we're not too concerned about the run here. You know, yeah, you might get a few running plays here, but we're looking at Eli. You know, so they definitely going to have to find some sort of ground game to get things going. And defense, they definitely did their thing. But, and I hate to be sound negative, but, you know, Eli Apple, I'm sorry. I'm creating,
if
you guys haven't created one, a bum spotlight. I'm creating a bum spotlight right now on this show. I'm going to call it the bum light. And that bum light is shined on Eli Apple. I'm like, are you sure you went to Ohio State? We need to, like, check your credentials again because we got other players and people who just want it more. You know, he hasn't been getting tons of playing time, but when you get in there, make a play, be consistent. You know, we all make mistakes, you know, I understand that, you might be young, whatever, but come on. You know, this guy, he hurts us. When I see him on the field, I'm just like, I'm nervous, I'm not going to lie, and that's not a good feeling. You know, so once again, I am happy with the wins that we've had, and offense, I know they're going to get it together, but the main thing is being consistent, just like, you know, once again, with that straight, stern Tom Coughlin look. You know, it's like we expected the victory, but we don't want to be that team that plays to the level of whatever the record of the team we're playing. You know, Bears are 2-7. You know, why are we down 16-9? We got to go in there with a game plan and just be consistent. As long as we stay consistent, we're going to do work. You know, Landon Collins is balling, you know, and other guys are feeding off of that. But it's just getting back to that consistency and hopefully finding a run game. Because to be honest, when Jennings was out, Bobby Rainey, to be honest, I think he's the fastest running back we have. When they dumped those few screens for him, he was doing work. He was getting yards.
Right.
You know, put Bobby Rainey in. You know, and if anything, add some another element to the ground game. Because once he's open his face, he makes people miss. He can break tackles, and he has speed. So if I'm Ben McAdoo, instead of being Mr. Magoo, like I called him before, hey, man, get some people in there. Get people in there who could do work, especially with a banged-up old line. We need as much help as we can get on the ground. So, you know, that's really what I have to say. Like, once again, I'm happy, you know, bleed blue for life, and I'm excited about the season. But look at this. We're going to Cleveland. Let's not play to the Browns level, because the Browns have been playing all the teams that they played pretty close, and they are playing spoilers right now. They would all the
yes,
teams want to do nothing but spoil our season. So it's just like, you know what?
Right.
Let's not play Cleveland and play to their level. They're not good. We know that. But let's not play to their level. Let's not get on that. Because even Dallas was at that point at first in the beginning, and then they ran away with it. But we got to play Cleveland as if, hey, it's Sunday. Any given Sunday, they could come out here and kick our butt. So I hope they go in with a game plan with a straight face. Like you said, you know, just go in there for real. You know, take it seriously and just be consistent.
You're absolutely right.
Okay. You know, that's pretty much what I have to say. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Hey, man, he's absolutely on point about that. And I'm going to echo something else he said. Eli Apple sucks. And Robbie, where are you? Robbie, you said that last week. You're trying to stay positive this week. Do you still feel that way? Because I'm telling you what, I have a new – I didn't. When you said it last week, I was like, give the guy a chance. But, man, he looked like straight turd today. I just want to ask you – I know I'm going to head on to Knickerbocker Ave in a minute, but, Rob, give me an answer. I want to hear what you got to say about that.
About Eli Apple, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying last week. I don't remember who was arguing with me about that, but Eli Apple, man, that dude's terrible. There's no other way around it. There's nothing to say. There's no excuse. I'm not negative today. Like I said, I'm in a good mood, man. But as far as Eli Apple goes, that dude is straight trash, guys. Like, I don't know who last week I was with about that, but I mean, if you watch him, he's confused every week. He doesn't know his assignments. He plays about 10 yards off our running back. That's why Langford kept destroying him. He doesn't know what he's doing, man, and he's not going to develop. Because like I said last week, him and his mom are more worried about what the media thinks about them than his play. And that's why he's never going to be anything but average, if that. That's why he'll continue to be that way, and that's not going to change. He was a wasted pick, just like Ereck Flowers.
Ouch! This is gentleman, Robbie with the fire. Okay, just thought I'd bring it up. The infamous, my homeboy from Bushwick,
Knickerbocker
on the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, good evening. It's a beautiful day in New York City. Not weather-wise, it's just like hell. But great day to be a New York fan. Of course, the New York Knicks took care of business at the Garden. And, of course, our boys in blue took care of business. But we'll talk about the Knicks on Wednesday night on the Knickerbocker Ave Fan Forum. Same number, just different night. But let's talk about the Giants real quick. I believe that, you know what, I'm kind of like going back and forth on a weighing scale, because at one point I'm like, yeah, the defense did show up, but then G6 number and all that, we're like, nah, you know, hold up. You know, it's the offense. No, it's Eli. It's this and that. You know what? I'm just happy we got the victory. There were some things that I obviously didn't like. I didn't like the linebacker play whatsoever. Their inability to, you know, to make tackles and get stops.
Yeah.
It's something that's really getting ridiculous to me. You know, we're in week 11 and we still haven't figured it out. I think we probably had maybe, what, one or two good games. Definitely in the Philadelphia game, they had that and maybe a couple other games, but they really need to brush that up. Casillas and all of them, they really need to stop relying on odd tackles and start using their bodies more and stop just, you know, going all out and diving, you know, thinking that's going to be enough. Eli Apple, I'm not going to say anything about him. I'm going to leave him alone for now. But it's a great game by Eli Manning. No interceptions, was not touched almost at all. So I got to give up to the O-line. You know, as banged up as they are, they protected Eli. They made sure that the Bears, you know, didn't get within whiffing distance of him. And the defense, I will say this, the defense started off really slow for my comfort. And to allow Jay Cutler to move down the field, not once, but twice in that opening quarter, that's what bothers me, especially when you're hot, when you know you've been stopping teams left and right, especially in the red zone. We're the number one team in the red zone defense, and they're not able. They weren't able to, you know, keep them out of the end zone in either one of those drives, but they did pick it up in the second half. I liked what the secondary did, what DRC was doing in coverage. What can we say about Landon Collins that hasn't been said already? He's pretty much if he's not a lock for the defensive player of the year, I'm with the Sim on this one. There needs to be an enormous investigation into who's picking them and if their eyesight is a 20-20. And it's just a good victory. So I'm feeling good today. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good. Knicks win.
That's, man. And that's why I'm going to Baca Al. He comes through each and every time. Thank you, big dog. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Daniel's calling. Daniel's on the
Uh-oh.
Line, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. You talk about fire. Yeah. Uh-oh. What up,
yo,
man?
Yo, what up, everybody?
What up, Daniel?
Hey, what's up, Daniel?
Yo, cool, man. Hey, yo. I got to say something. Nobody said something about the kicker, Robin Gould. I think he missed him two extra kick on purpose because he was playing his home team. I think he went up
two.
Oh,
no,
I honestly think he did that on purpose. He did it on purpose, man. No way you're going to miss one, and then you miss the second one. Nah, he did that on purpose. So you should get beat up for that. You got one job to do. Just make extra kicks. That's it. That's it. I mean, number two,
yeah.
I know our defense ain't all that. Of course, the middle is bad. But dang, they got to get their top for stopping the offense every game. Every game that we won the last few weeks is because of the defense. It's not because of the offense. You know what I'm saying? The offense is not dead like they was last year. I don't know what's going on with them. You know? But besides that, man, and number three, man, McAdoodle, man. I like his aggressiveness when he went for four and two. I was like, oh, he went for 4-2. He gambled that, and they did their thing, man. Like, I respect that from him. Besides that, man, I love the game. I'm glad we won, man. Like, I'm really glad we won. You know, I'm glad we won. It was a perfect game. Since when the Giants have a perfect game? Not ever. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
So, oh, yeah, and another thing I keep seeing people talking about, this is looking like the 07 Giants. No, it don't. Because we had a better defense on 07. We had a good front four linebacker and an okay secondary. So it's not looking like the 07 to me. I don't know where people are getting that. And then our O-line is trash.
I think
they're
just talking about the scenario.
The 07 O-line was way better than what we got now. The running game was 07 was way better than what we got now. So this is the 2016. They looking like the 2016 Giants, not the 07. I don't know why people keep comparing that. So, therefore, like,
the numbers.
I mean,
it's just the numbers.
I love it, but then again, like, you know, I love to win, man. That's all I want. They don't want me some money again, so I'm very happy about that. So, it is what it is. I mean, love that win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, big dog. Appreciate you calling in, man.
No doubt.
You go crazy, man. I like it.
You
go crazy,
man. I try not to, man.
Hey,
I try to keep
bleed
cool.
Blue, don't you?
You bleed blue.
Me and Daniel don't never agree. We never agree, man. Me and Daniel ain't gonna never agree. Other than the fact we like the Giants. Love you, bro.
Hey, it's all love, man. It's all love, man. We do this all the time. It's all love.
Man, I feel a little better now. Y'all talking.
Yeah, hey, I love my G brother, but we ain't gonna never agree on nothing, man. I don't think me and Daniel gonna ever agree, man. Okay, yeah,
no,
hey, but
I
can't
agree on something.
The only thing we will agree on is a win is a win.
There you go.
Me and Billy Bob ain't gonna never agree. I don't see it, but I love my brother because he's a G. He's a Giants fan, so I love him.
Don't do that. Give Billy Bob will go crazy, and you know it. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold up. 929-477-4171. We got another caller. He's from the – or he or she
is from the 470. I don't know who this is. Who is this at 470?
Yo, what's going on, man? It's D-Bakes.
Man, D-Bakes? Why you take
your
number, man?
Yo, man, I'm incognito, man. I got to keep y'all on your toes.
Yo, I'm telling you, lady, man. I'm telling you, lady, man. That's all.
Yeah, she know.
Oh, dude, that I'm in real trouble.
Yo,
okay.
Man, I'm live and direct from Chef Rob's, man. That music you're hearing in the background, that's the after party. You know what I'm saying? It's live and direct. It's crazy. I wasn't supposed to be here today. I was supposed to go to my man, Rob Greenwald's man cave, but we were shorthanded, so I had to step up. But, yo, for the most part of the game that I saw, same scenario. The defense is shaping up well. The offense. I mean, 22 points a game. We're right at 19. We had 21 last week, 22 this week. Key plays as always, but at least we didn't have a lot of turnovers. We had any turnovers by Eli, but, you know, I'm happy with the win. It should have been an easier win in my book. We talked about that Saturday.
Yes, definitely.
I didn't like that we had to come back against them. Our middle was just too exposed to their passing attack, and I didn't think that. Of course, we don't have great linebacker, of course, but shout out to Landon Collins, which is our freaking MVP, man. Shout out to Olivier Vernon for getting to the quarterback, JPP. You know what I'm saying? We're looking solid on the front end, and on the back end, we're looking good. A win is a win. I will always agree with that, but we still got something to shore up, man. The offense is not what I'm accustomed to. But, you know, we're still winning, and we're winning these close games. So I am happy. I'm just not satisfied right now.
Gotcha. Hey, you know, it's actually my turn. I want you to tell me who your start of the game was real quick before you go on.
For me, the start of the game would be the defense, giving up 16 points and getting that key turnover. I mean, we've been playing solid. It's our fifth straight win. And I really got to say hats off to the defense, man. We're looking good on the back end and on the front end. And we keep getting turnovers. Okay. So, you know, we're moving up on that plus-minus chart. So, I'm going to say it's a team effort on the defense.
Gotcha. Hey, D-Bakes, you know, you got my love, bro. You know how that goes.
No doubt, Professor.
That's cool. Thank you very much, homie.
You know what? I got to say, you know, Landon Collins needs to be our middle linebacker, man, somehow. I don't know how that works in terms of football philosophy, in terms of coaching and whatever, but he's obviously our leader on defense. Obviously. Come on, y'all. Y'all know this. Yeah. You guys are more invested in this game than just about anybody. You know this team. Y'all have been watching the blue for a long time. I just wish he was in the middle. You know, if you want to put some historical perspective on it, you know, I'm thinking of Harry Carson and Sam Huff and what they used to bring to those championship teams, man. And I just think that he belongs in the middle. I think he should be calling the plays. I think he should be doing that. I'm not sure if he does do that right now. But I know one thing. He is undoubtedly the leader of this team in his second year. And G6, I apologized to you more than one time. I said, man, when we was arguing last year about the draft, and he was like, we need Landon Collins. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, Landon Collins. You know? And, man, I have to eat so much crow, dirt, straw, whatever. because this dude is on the real. What do you think about that, Big O?
Hey, look. Let me tell you something, man. Look, defense, you're going to have your games when the defensive backs look like crap. Your D-line ain't getting to the quarterback. Your linebackers look like hell. Then some games they look all right. In some games they look pretty good. Then this game they look pretty bad. You're going to have that, man. It's not going to be a perfect game. The thing is, at the end of the game, did they get the team off the field when they needed to get them off? And they did that. They do that every week. This is what I'm saying.
Yes,
we had 7 minutes left on the clock. They punted. We didn't do. We got three and out. We got the ball back with 3 minutes left on the damn clock. We three and out. Come on. How much
How many positions you want to put a defense? How many times you want the defense to know we got this, son? We got this. But when are y'all going to put some fucking points on, excuse my French, on the board and blow somebody out right quick? Just one game. Give us one game a year. At least one game this year. One.
Right.
Can you give us one
right.
where our fans don't have right. to sit on the edge of their feet and say that we got something going on here? It's just this offense sometimes is blowing from, and I just don't understand it. Defense is doing their job. We're not going to have a perfect defense. We're not. The linebackers, I know, they're not that good, but I can say to them, hey, watch, during playoffs, they're going to get it together. It's going to click.
Mm.
Yeah, I could say that, too. I could say that, too.
I believe you.
Because they're proving more to me that they can get it quicker than the offense can. The offense should have then got this together. But
yes,
we got O-line. O-linemen's are not getting together. We don't have an O-line. Now we got O-line, and they just the play calling is not there, this and that. Man, look, it's coaching, man. Coaching is another problem. It's just the offensive coach. I'm not even going to say the defensive coach. It's the offensive coaching, and McAdoo as a head coach, something is not communicating here. Something is not right. You guys not flowing, man. You need to flow. You need to be smooth. I understand. 22 points, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a lot of points. That's good. And the defense did their damn job. They did their job. But, again, when are you going to have that game when you come out, when the defense is doing their job, and then you're doing your job as well, too. And you're doing your job as well. That's all we want. But I had to sit back and understand this is our identity as an offense.
Yes, it is.
We're going to keep teams in the game. Next week, I'm sorry, I got to go there, but we're going to keep Cleveland in the game. That's just the offense we have. I'm sorry, defense is going to do their job. They're going to get you to punt the damn ball. They're going to get you three and out. And what your offense is going to do, defense, before you can swallow your Gatorade, you got to be back out there. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm saying. I'm not taking nothing away from anything what you're saying, Jet. None of that. I understand what we got as an offense. It's just like, damn, when you going to get the diesel engine rolling, man? Like, when you going to give us a game when we ain't holding our heart? Dude, this team took 10 years off my life, man, and I want it back.
Yes.
I want this back, dog. Like, come on, man. You can't keep taking years off my life with these crazy up roller coaster type games. Like I said, the defense gave you the ball back twice in the fourth quarter. We're in crucial time where, boy, we just don't need them to score. 22-16, they'll win by 1 point if they score, and the defense got it. They ain't scoring. They are not scoring. And the D-line came through, and they terrorized that. Linebackers have to understand now we got to make tackles. DBs make tackles. Eli Apple finally, you got it together. At the end of the game, when we needed it, you needed to get it together. You got it together.
Yeah.
You're going to have your bad games. You're a damn rookie. I'm still giving you a pass after this to the end of the year. But after this year, you need to get it together and tell your
you
mom to slide
nice.
Down
you,
somewhere.
That's
it.
So generous.
Yeah.
You
that's
so
it.
Generous. So check this out, Big O. You got another 30 seconds for your final thought. So keep going.
Final thought is, man, I'm glad we got this D. They earning their dollar. Olivier, that's my dog. That's my dog.
Yes,
I'm talking about we doing what the D line's supposed to do, put that pressure, make it easy for linebackers to play their game and D-backs and DBs to play their game. They doing their job. It's clicking.
Right.
It's going to snap. I think we're going to see a lot more interceptions coming here and a lot more sacks, fellas, in the future. But can the offense put the points on the board? That's all I got to say, man. I love my G-men, man. Next week, man, I'm looking forward for next week. And hopefully, man, the G-men don't – hopefully that'll be the game we can blow out. But that's wishing upon a star right now, man. But other than that, man, bleed blue,
Big O!
I'm screening that. That's on the internet.
There you go. That's Big O, everybody. Elaine, you got 4 minutes. Final thoughts, my love. And listen, let me tell you something. You was right, because if everybody doesn't know, Elaine and I have been we were going back and forth on a Messenger today, and she's been keeping me informed of all the other scores because I was so transfixed on this blue stuff. And I'm like, look, she was telling me, and let me tell you something. The Browns can play some football. They really can't. Don't let that record fool you. They stay in games, and they give you all you can handle. I'm not sure, and I'll go talk to D6 about this later on in SM as well. I'm not sure if this was that trap game. Might be next week. So, hey,
Give it to me, sweetie.
Well, I agree with almost everybody. I mean, our defense did their job except for that one penalty in the first quarter. Oh, my God. We got that foul penalty. When did the refs turn all quarterbacks into pussies? Okay?
Ooh,
that should not have been a penalty. Looking for Cam Newton's getting his ass handed to him every game. They never call a penalty on him. Eli gets hit most. Some of the hits that Eli had today, none of them were called. That one little hit on the quarterback, and they call, and that's what gave them that touchdown, because that would have been a fourth down.
That was just a general contact.
Right, which is ridiculous. I mean, just put skirts on them and let's just play flag football. Leave the quarterbacks alone and let them play. But yeah, our defense, I mean, like I said, no, like everyone else said, no defense is perfect. We made mistakes. Lord, we always make mistakes. And us as Giant fans, we expect it. I was very happy that Eli did not throw a pick. He almost did, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Landon Collins did his job. Olivier Vernon did his job. Our defense is doing their job. And like Big O said, are they perfect? No. Nobody, no one on this team is perfect. Hell, not even Coach Magoo, because he has not earned my respect yet to call him back. He is Mr. Magoo, and he's got blinders on. He needs to change up the play. He needs to change stuff up. I can see when the defense changes, I can see what they're going to run before the offense does and changes the play. If we can see that as fans, the offense should be able to see that. Like I said, I'm just happy. A win is a win. We're keeping up with the other idiots in our division, and I just need them to lose. That's all. I just really, really need them to lose. We need to have the highest record in the NFC, so if we don't take over our division, at least we can be guaranteed a wild card. And let me tell you, if we get into the wild card, everyone better be afraid, because I have a feeling that
that's
what's going to make this team click and say, guess what? We are this damn good. And everyone else better watch out.
Mm-hmm.
A win. I am happy for the win. 5 in a row. I love it. And we just got things to still work on. And yes, as Giant fans, we get heart attacks, we have high blood pressure, and we get headaches every week. But no matter what, our team, we bleed blue, and we have blue in our DNA, and we love our team.
Bingo. Thank you, my dear. Appreciate that. For real. Wow. Okay. Well, you heard Big O. You heard Elaine.
You did this earlier.
Give it to me.
Yeah, I did. And listen, this got to go to you, and this got to go to Robbie. Last year, everybody kept saying, oh, Collins is this, Collins is that. He looks too overmatched. He's in over his head. Look at him this year. You got to give rookies in this league coming straight from college the chance to adjust to the NFL, man. You've got to give them that opportunity. If how you played your rookie year was how your career was going to be, mostly everybody that was a fan wanted to run Collins off of this team. After last year, with the drop interceptions, with the misplays, looking lost. He's not notice he looks comfortable this year. He's making plays. Why? He had a full off season. He got to learn the playbook more, and he's just letting his natural athletic ability take over because he knows his calls, his keys in the defense. Give the boy a chance, man. He's a rookie. At the end of the day, he may be up and down like a roller coaster, but I got two words for you. J-Ron Hosley. He ain't worse than him. Give the kid a break. It might take him some time, but damn it, it could be worse. He could be like Hosley, man.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Okay. Yeah, good.
I'm just asking you, Chris, is he worse than J-Ron Hosley right now? No.
They running neck and neck to me, man.
Man, bro, Eli Apple gave up that many touchdowns this year, man.
No, but he's giving up a lot. He hasn't been on the field that long either. You know what? This is a Saturday conversation, man. I want you to wrap it up, man. It's part of your final thoughts.
Okay. All right, well, final thoughts is, like, keep hope alive, give Eli Apple a chance, and let's get some offensive continuity.
Okay, Jesse, I appreciate that, sir. I do appreciate it. Nah, man, that's the champ, everybody. That's the film. Sister, what you got to say? Anything?
Yes, I'm dittoing what Sim just said. And I also want to say, when it comes to the Browns and the rest of these teams, that's it, they're all pro teams. I don't take none of them lightly, no matter what their records say.
That's it.
Moving on to next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, let's move on. Robbie, you're up to bat, sir.
Yeah, man, the main thing I will say, I do see what you're saying, Sim, as far as he's a rookie, I get that. But my main thing with him is comparing him to Landon Collins, his rookie year. It's not fair to compare the two because Landon Collins, he was bad
that
in coverage, but he led the team.
Yes,
he led the team in tackles. You know, he provided optimism that Eli Apple doesn't provide.
No,
he can't cover. He doesn't know the playbook.
I feel what you're saying.
I feel what you're saying.
I'm just saying how we said that he was over his head and he looked lost.
Yeah.
That Eli Apple looks lost, but that's because you don't
know
the defense and you're not comfortable yet. But I give him one more year. If not, he got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that. I just want to provide that to say that, you know, Landon Collins led the team in tackles last year in his rookie year and in this year. But, you know, I definitely do see your point, though, so we'll give him time. But you guys know how I feel about him. But overall, man, my big thing with this team is they play as a team, and I really like seeing that. You know, you look at the defense, everybody knows their role. Olivier Vernon, he's great with pressures, and he's a run stopper. JPP, he's up there on the offensive line, batting down balls, leading the league in that. Landon Collins can cover, man. You love seeing that now. I can't believe I can say that. Landon Collins can cover. I mean, they all know their assignments, and they all mold together so well. The offense is a different story. You know, we all know where we are as far as an offensive team. But, you know, sometimes you got to provide – you got to rely on one side of the ball, and that's what we're doing right now, and that's what Eli's doing. You know, Landon Collins is bailing him out. And he's still putting points on the board, but at the end of the day, Eli Manning just throws the ball. His receivers are the guys that are making the plays. Sterling Shepard's a tough little dude, man. He's a tough kid. He's a tough kid. And then Odell Beckham, we know who Odell Beckham is. Will Ty, another guy. He'll catch the ball out of the backfield, and he'll go get 10 yards. He'll break tackles. So my criticism is of Eli Manning stands, man. But, hey, five weeks in a row is a win, and that's nice to see. We're 7-3. That's nice to see. I thought it was going to be a lot worse at the start of the year. So overall, man, got to go into next week. I don't care what the Browns record is. We got to stay humble. You had to stay humble this week. You got to stay humble going into next week. So hopefully we can go in that one, go 8-3, and keep on rolling. Get ready for the Cowboys, Eagles, and Redskins. And let's hope the Redskins lose tonight, man. That'd be huge for us.
Bleed blue, bro. Bleed blue.
Yep,
bleed
definitely.
All right, G6. Give me some knowledge and some final thought too, sir.
Hey, hello. Hey, man, I'm over here cooking. Here. Man. I'm trying to cook. I'm cooking Sunday dinner, but look,
I know, man, that really hurts.
At the end of the day, you know what I like about this platform? Everybody got a different opinion, and they give you a different insight on stuff that you might not really been thinking about. That's why I love Big O, Billy Bob, Dan. They make me think about stuff and bring my A game every time, because they bring up stuff that I was like, you know what, they right. I love this platform. I just got to say that, man. But anyway, anyway, hey, look, it ain't going to be perfect, man. I still feel like the offensive line is really banged up right now. Where's Beatty? That's a good question. I want to know where Beatty at. But anyway, the O-line is really banged up right now. Once they get healthy and can work as a unit for a few games, I want to see what it's going to all look like. That's what I'm waiting on. We rolling. We got the easiest schedule in the East moving forward. Man, it ain't no reason why we can't win three games. I'm looking at the wild card.
If we catch the Cowboys, cool. I'm dancing in the street. But I'm looking at that wild card, and there's no reason we can't win three games, Chris. Three games.
We can't.
Ready to pull this. There's no reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, bro. It's right there on a platter waiting on you to take it. So with that being said, that's what I'm setting my sights on, man. We 7-3. I can wear my hat with pride this week in Carolina. And I ain't gotta argue with nobody in the street, man, because the Panthers look like crap.
That's
so
right.
I ain't gotta I can walk with pride, man. It's been a good year for me. It really has been a good last year, man, I couldn't take it.
Right.
But this year, I got on my hat. I might wear my jersey to work tomorrow. I'm telling you.
Oh, boy.
But I'm happy.
Oh,
we're 7-3. Let's keep this train rolling, man.
All right.
G6, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Billy Bob, sir, you're up. Close it down. What you got for a final thought?
My final thought is, man, you know how they put some headlines on the newspaper?
Yeah.
I think this is going to be one.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be the new headline. Once again, I mean, I guess you could say it. Once again, the defense bails out offense. That's gonna be the subtitle. You know, how you got that one guy that keep getting locked up, and you got to keep bailing him out. I know the defense go inside that locker room and be like, "Hey, listen, we getting tired of bailing y'all boys out. Y'all boys got to get over 30 points one game." gonna be the subtitle. Defense bails out the Giants. That's gonna be a good subtitle. But listen. I just want to see this. I mean, I'm to the point where I just really want to see the offense flourish, dog. That's all I want to see, man, because that's all I want to see that's holding us back. But after that, man, there's nothing to really complain about with the Giants, man. When you got a defense – matter of fact, when you got a defense that's average – I mean, when you got a defense that's holding everybody to 10 points in the second half, that's beautiful.
Yep.
And out of two games – they really shut down two teams in the second half. You can't complain about that. I think any NFL team would take that. If I told you this year we're going to always allow any team 10 points in the second half, you would love that. And then you'll think about with a veteran quarterback, you'll love that. But listen, man, I don't know what they expect, but just like G6 said, man, y'all look at the rest of these games, they winnable games. That's the same thing. We can't play down to that competition. We just got to win out, point blank. I think the only way we're going to win out, if Dallas win out. Because that's the only reason. I think the Giants are at their best when we're underneath the radar. When everybody just be like, oh, they just pretenders, not contenders.
Right.
If we just stay like that, that way the pressure's not really on us. I'm going to be real with y'all, boys. The pressure's on Dallas. The pressure's not on So I guess the Giants can get away with a few mistakes coming out of this year. But listen, the Giants, you got to finish strong. We'll be all right, man. I think the Giants are going to be all right. As much as we want that offense to look perfect, I think we'll be all right. The defense is going to be all right.
Billy Bob, everybody. Good luck on that, man. Good luck on that. DB Nation. Hey, man, you want to close us down with some final thoughts, bro? What you thinking about?
Yeah, I just love, you know, once again, I love this platform. Like it was mentioned earlier, this is great that we all can just talk and have all these different opinions, but they're all pretty much facts. You know, like we're looking at different things here, like, wow, this is great. You know, that is a good point. So with that being said, this is a great show, and I love it. But also, just consistency. Consistency. Being consistent with everything. Defensively, like you said, We are winning these games. You know, we won five straight.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. But offense, at some point, you have to say to yourself that it becomes your own personal test. Imagine a guy next to you is always picking up your slack. You, after a while, you probably be like, damn, I got to do something. This guy is doing everything. He's right next to me. So that's pretty much the offense and the defense. So it's just like offense, get it together. Yeah, we're banged up, but guess what? Like it was mentioned earlier, you are a professional. This is the National Football League. We're all professionals, so play professional. It's gut check time. Look at yourself in the mirror and make it happen. You know, focus and finish and be consistent. Don't play to these guys' levels. And like you said, the pressure is on Dallas. And the Giants, we were always crappy in the driver's seat. I don't know what it is. Season, we start off, you know, just great records on top of the NFC East. It's like somehow we get the big public head, and then we just shit the bed. I'm sorry. We just, you know, just let it go downhill. So we just have to continue to rock, hey, ride that radar, under the radar wave, because that's just like in the last two Super Bowls we won. They're not going to do it. We went 10-6 wild card, straight road warriors through the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, let's go Tampa Bay. Let's go Dallas, everything. You know, Green Bay, was third coldest game, went in there. They thought we couldn't do it, and we smashed faces in. And that's great. When you look at the papers, we shocked the world. And we need to continue to shock the world. So, yeah, you know, obviously we want to be on top of the NFC East. But you know what, Dallas? That's okay, because it gives the Giants something to strive for. Because, like, we're crappy in the driver's seat for some reason. So let's just continue to be consistent. And there's no reason why we can't run the table for the rest of the season. You know, you got the Redskins, who we should have beat the first time. You know, Philly, you know, yeah, they got a good quarterback. But all of those games, the Vikings, the Packers, the Redskins, those games we lost, we had opportunities. We just didn't take advantage of them. So that's the path. Moving from here on, just be consistent, because we can beat all of the rest of these guys. And once you get in the playoffs, forget about it. The Giants are always that team that nobody wants to face. Just like when we lost the Giants Stadium to the Patriots in the regular season some years ago, I was like, you know what? I want the Patriots to make that Super Bowl, because I guarantee Tom Brady was thinking, yeah, we just got out of here in the regular season, but we won when it counted. So we're just that team that nobody wants to play in the playoffs. So I'm really excited about this. Bleed blue. Bleed blue for life.
Bleed blue. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you coming on.
You're welcome.
And the whole vibe that you bring. Appreciate that, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Kabaka Av. What you got for me?
I'm happy with 7-3. In reality, we should be at least 8-2, but that's neither here nor there. Let's just hope that this team can keep it going. Do not overlook the fact that Cleveland Browns are 0-11. Don't look at it as any indicator of what they are. Whatever you do, put your foot on their throat and squeeze the life out of your opposition. And let's put some points on the board. Let's get a good feel good win, so that when we go play Pittsburgh after that, We're ready for that challenge. So then when we go play against Dallas at home and we're playing for the division championship, because believe it or not, that's the true teller of who's going to win this division.
That's right.
That's all we need to do. And, of course, as always, I invite every one of y'all Wednesday nights to the Knickerbocker Fan Forum if you want to discuss the New York Knicks. Good win today. Hey, bleed blue all day, every day.
There you go. There you go. That's Knickerbocker Ave, everybody. It's my homie right there. Debate. Any final thoughts?
Yo, what's going on, fam? Listen, everybody had pretty much the great points. Not really much more to add. I'm happy for the win. We all know our concerns. The offense need to carry their water. Defense has been shaping up and doing great. I'm a little pessimistic where I don't think we have the offense we need that if we get in the playoffs, we can make a run, because we need to score 30 points. We're averaging 19 right now. That's a great concern for me. Our balance on offense is not where it needs to be in terms of running and passing. We can't run the ball effectively late in the game, close the game out. The defense has been bailing us late. Now, it's great that we can win all these close games, but there's going to be a game where we can't hold off the other team. And that's my concern. You know what I'm saying? Yes, the defense has been, but the defense going into the later stages of the season, when it gets colder, things like that, playing in outdoor, you know, bad weather, we need a run game. We need an offense to give the defense a break, because the more they're on the field, the more likely for what to happen? Injuries. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Things like that. Of course, everyone's banged up at this stage of the season, but we don't want any game missing injuries on our defense, since they're playing so well, the cohesion, they're coming together. So the offense has to be more consistent, just to give the defense a break, so they're fresher going into the latter stages of the season, the latter stages of the game. So that's what I really want to see that happen. You know what I'm saying? The game calling was okay. You know what I'm saying? I know we have some issues. That's why we can't really do what we want to do, but we got to find a way to get better. Hopefully, I don't know how long was the running back that went out with the tear was going to be out. I don't know if he's going to be coming back in the next couple of weeks. We could really use him. Not Doc, number 34.
Oh, you're talking about, God, now I'm drawing blank. Help me out.
You're talking about Vernon.
Vereen. I want to say Vereen. So, yeah. You know, that could really help us out because he's dynamic out the backfield running, passing, and then pass blocking situations. So we're really missing that, you know what I'm saying? Perkins has been doing a good filling. But, you know, so we'll see. We're still building. But my great concern is that we got to get balanced just to give the defense a break because we can't all expect them to bail us out every game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's going to be a game where it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But I'm happy that we are winning these close games. Cause these are the games we weren't winning last year.
Right.
So,
well, you know,
so
what?
I'm glad for the win, 7-3, and I'll take it. I'll take it.
All right. Hey, listen, you know what? You guys can check us out everywhere. You know, I forgot to mention that we're everywhere. We're on Facebook. You know, we're on Twitter. You know, we're on YouTube now. You can check out the archives as well, man, on iTunes and Stitcher. You know, and download it to your particular device and just enjoy it, man. Enjoy it. Listen, you know, we do this all the time. This is the Bleed Blue Roundtable. This particular show is the 22-16 victory show, if you will, post game roundtable show, celebrating the Giants win over the Bears. But meet us, you know, when it comes to the Giants, meet us every Saturday, 10 a.m. right here, the very same number, 929-477-4171. When you're not, if you're interested in any of the other roundtable shows, hey, we're going to get together tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about all the sports. We're going to put it all together. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please, if you're not thinking about anything else, you're not doing anything else, just call in. You know, you'll get acknowledged just like you do on this one here. But, hey, it was a great win. We did it anyway. We won anyway. It wasn't the cutest thing ever. I want to say a big up to Leonard Floyd of the Chicago Bears and him and his family. I hope everything is working out over there. You know, that was a really, really nasty injury he had, and I hope that he's recovering okay. Again, we did win this game. You know, we were on our way to Cleveland next week to face the winless Browns, but, hey, we can't get as I believe it was Knickerbocker Avenue that said, hey, we just can't get complacent, man. We got to go in there with a purpose and act like we are, you know, a winning team. You know, we got to do what we do. But nonetheless, man, hey, look, we got it. It's a W. So we're 7-3. We're keeping pace with everyone else in our division. We're doing what we do. There's absolutely no reason. I'm going to have to plug this myself, but there's absolutely no reason why we can't run the table after this. Okay, we beat the Bears today. We got to go. We're on the road for the next two games, and Browns and Steelers, who do not look good, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And on my birthday game, I'm going to the stadium. I'm going to check out the team from Dallas. I'll just say it like that. 10 week after that, the Lions are coming here. You know, then we're going down to Philadelphia to slap them upside the goddamn head. And then on New Year's Day, as you know, we will be in Washington to see the Beagles.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Deadskins. Okay? And there's no reason. Yeah, I mean, really, literally, and all of you have alluded to it on this podcast, there is no reason why we can't win these last six games.
No,
I'm not changing anything. I'm not going into that lucky luck stuff. I'm talking about, you know, even you, Big O, you alluded to the fact that, hey, man, going strong, we could come together after this, you know? I mean, by then, Rich, you know, everybody will be there. Pew, everybody should be on full strength by that time. And there's no reason why we don't have to. By this team should know each other by that period. Don't let the fact that ODB didn't give you a gigantic touchdown this week fool you. You know, don't let it. You know, I know the DR stats don't jump out at you this week. You know, but we did see a little things. We've seen a little bit of a running game. We did see a little aggressiveness again with our offense. Well, a lot of aggressiveness because Vernon is really coming along. I really love him, and we're doing things, little things, at you know, in kind of an uncoordinated pace that are allowing us to you know proceed to victory, man. So look, this is a hell of a lot better than starting 0-6. It's a hell of a lot better than losing games in the fourth quarter or whatever the hell we've been doing these last few years that gives us reason to pause and scratch our head. But winning games, we're 7-3 now, man. And let me tell you,
this playoff thing that everybody's talking about. As a wild card, I'm here to tell you, people better be, and I'm talking about all the, whether it be the opposing teams or the pundits or these sports shows or whatever, they better be very concerned about the New York Football Giants.
That's right.
Ain't lying. Don't let us fuck around.
We
rise
to the occasion.
Yes, we do. We
at
will kick
point.
Your ass back there. So I'm really, you know, we're critical because we know our team. We live for this. And that's like our children or our family or our partners or our professions or our livelihood or our careers. We love this team. So we talk the way we talk, but we don't let nobody else talk about us. That's how we roll. We bleed blue this way. And I just wanted to plug that really, really quick. And just in case you guys got off the board and just didn't understand why, you know, I mean, you know, yesterday, as I said, we're going to be 7-3. My partner says, oh, don't jinx us. And I know he was playing. I know he's playing. But the truth of the matter is I'm not into that. I think we can really do something. We have enough talent, enough payroll, enough guile, a hell of a fan base, just enough history, really, to suggest that,
yeah.
Hey, we can do this. We can do this shit. So let us keep on rolling. Let us keep on moving. You know, let us, you know, believe it. Like here at the Bleed Blue Forum, man, I mean, you know, you got people like Big O, Elaine, Asim, Doris, Robbie, G6, Billy Bob, the DB Nation, you know, Knickerbocker Ave, of course, you know, Daniel, D-Bakes, everybody, Steve, you know, that really understands that, hey, this, we have bought into a family type of measurable atmosphere here, which means winning. Okay, we got a great organization. We don't look great in terms of how we execute, but we are a hell of a fucking team, and we're gonna keep on doing it. So for everybody that I just mentioned, my boy Steve, I know he's listening in. Everybody,
hey,
hey look,
hey, Chris?
2216. Yes,
Chris, real quick.
Go ahead, Elaine.
It's Elaine. I just wanted to let everyone know, I know you, Steve, Big O, Doris, all you guys that registered for the game a million months ago, it is finally coming out next week, in time to play live with the Thanksgiving Day game.
All right.
We will be live. There will be a forum in there where we can communicate with one another. We can communicate with other former New York Giants. I know Mark Collins, Joey Smith, Bobby Johnson will all be in there communicating with us, and we'll be able to play along with the live games on Thanksgiving Day. So I just wanted to let everyone know it is finally coming out next week. So
Now, that's not even fair. That's not even fair, you know, because Elaine, you know damn well, and I know one person on this forum, Mr. Sim himself, can concur with me. There ain't no way that we're going to be playing that game on Thanksgiving, you know? Because let me tell you something. When I get me a gallon of Hennessy in my hand, okay, all schedule is canceled. See, the only people that get a break that listen to this podcast right now is Big O, because, you know, Big O is all about holistic health, and I just admire him for that. But look here. It's not going to happen, babe. It's not going to happen. Love you to death. But
Thanksgiving is all about
after turkey, with football on, with cognac in my hand. Sim, where you at, champ? It ain't going to happen.
Listen. Hey, Chris, this is Big O. I want to speak to him. I don't know. Hey, Sim, too, you got to send me your PlayStation address again, man. I guess everything cool. This is some crazy prediction. I was playing, man, Billy Bob, listen to this. I was playing my franchise season, and I got to the playoffs, and the two teams that was playing for the NFC Championship, the four teams that was playing for the NFC Championship, and it was crazy that the computer, okay, it was the Giants in Dallas, and it was the Seahawks and the Falcons.
Nice.
That was crazy. The
you know what? You know what? You know what? Miss Big O, I love you to death, man. You know that. You're my bro. But get off this line, man. Hey, 4-7-7-4-1-7-1.
Damn.
Everybody.
you know I love you, man. Shut up. Oh, man. Thank you for the podcast, everybody. Thank you for bleeding blue. And, hey, let's do this again real soon. Bleed blue, y'all.
Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.